The polls are close and the parties are urging everyone to get out to vote. But if you've served time in prison, you face a patchwork of laws governing your access to the ballot. NPR's Elena Moore went out and found some formerly incarcerated people looking to become this year's newest voters.
Yes, ma'am. I want to register to vote. Yes,
ma'am. Craig Muhammad is 64 Muhammad. Years old. But today, he feels 18.
It's not nervous, but I'm shaking a little bit.
After spending more than half of his life in Maryland prisons, Muhammad recently came back home to Baltimore. And now, he's about to vote.
I did 42 years in prison. Why am I shaking? Maybe because this process can be it's a little intimidating.
But just a few minutes later...
God, I voted today for the first time in my life. I'm 64 years old. I voted today for the first time in my life. Wow. I can't wait to tell my sister.
Soon after, at his sister's house, he recounts the moment right after he submitted his ballot.
I let out a sigh. I looked out the corner of my eye like this, make sure nobody seen me do it. And then I said, I did it. And I'm going to do it next year, in the next 4 years. I'm going to vote. That's empowerment. I'm going to encourage other people to vote.
Muhammad's feeling of empowerment is one that 40-year-old Elizabeth Shatswell is feeling, too.
While I was incarcerated, I felt like people outside were making decisions for my life. Being able to vote today, I have the power to like say something about how my life is going to be impacted, but also the impact on all the people who I left behind.
She's voting in her first presidential election. After being released from prison in Washington State following 23 years, she had no idea her voting rights would be restored.
I got so excited because I never really thought that that was going to be a privilege or something that I could do. So I signed up right then.
In 25 states, including Washington and Maryland, people can vote as soon as they get out of prison. But in others, that right is restricted or fully taken away. It's called disenfranchisement. That's what Shatswell's thinking about ahead of mailing her ballot.
I'm carrying all the people that can't vote in my vote. And that's an honor.
Those like 55-year-old Johnny Liddell Pippins. He lives in Iowa, which partially bars access to voting for those with felony convictions.
I'm part of the process. I put gas in the car, so I get to help decide where we go.
After serving 27 years in prison, Pippins was granted clemency by the state of Illinois last year. He closely follows politics. After getting multiple degrees in prison, he's now studying for his PhD in Iowa. He won't be able to vote. Pippins, who is Black, argues that's part of a larger systemic problem, steeped in racism.
Hardly any of these young men who were locked up with me were interested in voting or had ever voted or talked about it. And as I start to unravel it, it was because their parents hadn't voted. They had been disenfranchised.
About 4 million citizens can't vote due to a felony conviction, according to the Sentencing Project. And a disproportionately high number are Black. For Pippins, being deprived of this right affects his patriotism.
This is your ticket, man. This says you are part of the process. You get to help decide, and what you have to say matters. To not have that, I'm still just a prisoner. I'm a prisoner with a new address.
Across the country in Los Angeles, Kunlina Touch doesn't take his restored voting rights for granted. Touch was just released on October 2nd, after he was resentenced from his original 50 years to life.
I don't feel 36. I still feel like 20, maybe 18 still. But being able to vote within my first 3 weeks feels like that country that I always loved, that I always knew was my own, it feels like it's finally mine.
He's voting for Vice President Harris. She's been criticized by some Democrats, especially on the left, for her record on criminal justice. Touch is a progressive, though, and he says that doesn't change his vote, even though, as California's attorney general, he remembers Harris's name on some of his court documents.
Her values align with mine. I don't care if she's done my paperwork. That was her job. I can see the contention, but the truth is, like, people change. And I don't think she's as bad as people make her out to be as a prosecutor.
He's talked about the election with his dad, a naturalized citizen from Cambodia, and found out that he had never voted before either.
He literally asked me, he's like, can you help me vote?
They filled out his ballot together just after Touch got home.
I was like, make sure you circle the whole circle and fill that in. He likes working on the floor, so we're on our hands and knees. And I had a moment of like this. I had a proud father moment for my dad.
So this year, there are two new voters in the Touch household. not just one.
Those are the moments that made struggling for 18 years worth it.
Elena Moore, NPR News.
This story was co-reported with Charlotte West, who covers education in prison for the nonprofit news organization Open Campus.